Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Docter and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
All right, ready to roll here on a Saturday morning. Thanks to our friends at Insperity. Visit Insperity.com for powerful HR solutions with exceptional follow-through. You can also get your questions on X at ESPN 97.5. A lot to do today. Last week's PGA Tour winner and two-time Olympian Johnny Vegas will join the show at 8:15. We have a ton of teaching questions to get to with the golf doctor, and we'll break down some Olympic golf as the men's competition is midway through the third round. You could not ask for a better leaderboard at the Olympics. You couldn't ask for a better venue in Le Golf National. Charlie, great to be in studio with you. You might want to grab your mic as we get the listeners up to date as far as the world of golf is concerned.
You got it, my man. How you doing this morning?
Hey, everything is great. Charlie, I enjoyed our round of golf yesterday. The game is looking sharp.
Sharp. For 80 years old, I'm sharp. You're very nice. Exciting week. Olympics, golf in the Olympics is terrific. It represents all across the board. The caddies from Argentina to the rich kids that go to, you know, the fancy colleges in the United States. But, you know, you got guys, you know, Emiliano Grillo, which is incredible, to be on this stage. And, it's going to be a great Sunday, I guarantee. I mean, there's a lot of guys within three shots, and anything can happen on that golf course.
Yeah, right now, as far as the Olympic leaderboard, you have a two-way tie at the top. John Rahm and Tommy Fleetwood tied for first at 12 under. Rahm, you know, obviously after a historic 2023 where he became the first European to win the Masters and U.S. Open. 2024, a bit of a slow start after signing with LIV, but he finished seventh at the Open. He won last week at LIV UK. John Rahm could get back in that conversation for a top five player in the world.
And the other guy we're watching is Toasty.
5'6", Charlie. He's the eighth longest hitter on the PGA Tour. 5'6". How can you possibly create that power at 5'6"?
Well, wide stance. He's on the ground, but he uses his feet really well. The Argentines, they learn how to play soccer before they do anything, and they learn how to use their feet. And they can do things with the ball with their feet. It's incredible. And that translates in good footwork in golf. So that doesn't surprise me what he's doing.
This is the third Olympics in the modern era. 2016 was impacted by Zika in Brazil. Last Summer Olympics in Tokyo was impacted by the COVID-19 being airborne. Now we're at environment in Le Golf National, tons of fans, and a championship golf course in Le Golf National. Did Angel ever go play the French Open over there?
Yes, and I was there.
How's the golf course?
The golf course is excellent. The golf course for spectators is really good. It's all of the roughs are high and the fairways are sunken, so there's plenty of vantage points around the tees, in the fairways, around the greens. It's a wonderful course for spectators.
As far as, you know, the advantage going into the weekend, it seems like a lot of the members of the DP World Tour, they play the French Open every year. Remember the 2018 Ryder Cup at Le Golf National, the Europeans took care of business. When you're talking about a international competition that's taking place in Europe, do you feel the Europeans have a clear advantage?
No.
No?
No, not at all. I mean, the golf courses are benign. They don't know what country you're from. You know, you just got to get out there and play. And Schofield, the best player right now on the planet, he's right there, just one shot out of the lead. So it's a mixed bag of countries, so it's going to go right down to the wire. Because the 18th hole is one of the hardest holes, not only on that course, but on the European Tour.
As far as Charlie, the amount of water, you know, around 10 of 18 holes at Le Golf National feature water. We haven't seen much wind through 2 days. How much do the scores change at this course when the wind gets up?
Oh, you know, if it gets up to, you know, 15 miles an hour, you got five or six shots over water, tight pins that are going to require, if you're in the hunt, you got to suck it up, and if you want to win that gold medal like everybody wants to, you got to try some shots with danger.
Charlie, I've enjoyed the format of the Olympics. Now you have some riders overnight talking about how they would like to see a team aspect of golf Olympics. You know, the Washington Post printed a story last night saying that golf didn't even have a place in the Olympics. I don't know how you could look at the leaderboard, see, you know, John Rahm, Xander Schauffele, Rory McIlroy is coming, Scottie Scheffler's 3-under through 11 and 9-under tied for 6. I don't know how you look at this leaderboard and look at this golf course and the fans in Paris and think, you know, golf shouldn't be in the catalog. But from the perspective of a team format, I can listen to hypothetical formats. Do you think there should be some kind of two-ball format? Should they be playing? Should there be a second medal for the team?
Every sport is individual. I mean, the 100-yard dash, was that a team event? No, it's you just have the medal count. It's not a team as a sense where
there's a relay.
It's not a what do you mean a relay?
Well, if you're for sprinting, there is a relay. You know,
yeah, but there is part, but most of the, you know, track and field are individual efforts. Swimming, you know, the 100 meters, you know, it's individual. Then you add up who wins the most gold, who wins the most silver, and go from there. So I don't think what team, I don't know what they're, where they're coming from.
Yeah, and I think two ball format on top of the individual, I feel that you're giving the average viewer too much to sort through at a time when you have all these different events going on. You know, you and me are watching the golf, but you have, what, 11 other events going on. Keep it simple. You know, we have a great leaderboard as far as the Olympics. I don't see any change in format. I think what the IOC, the Olympic Golf, should be focused on is continuing to make sure that the Olympic Golf is being played at great golf courses.
You know, you can add up the teams. I mean, but there's teams with United States has four players. Yeah. Other teams just have two players.
It's so top heavy.
You can't.
No, it's too top heavy. You can't have Scottie Scheffler and Xander Schauffele going against Thorbjørn Olsen and Nikola Hojgaard. You know,
but you know it's a individual sport. It's a medal play competition at its finest. That's the way all four majors, and this should be some type of a major.
I think it has the major feel, Charlie.
Yep.
Out of all the, you know, I watched all four majors this year. I did not feel a tournament that felt like a major. Besides what I'm watching this week, I feel this has more of a major feel to it than the Players. You know, but Charlie, next segment we're going to hear from a two-time Olympian.
That's right.
Your guy, Johnny Vegas.
Johnny Vegas from Venezuela. Wonderful man. Graduated University of Texas. Came to Houston, didn't know a word of English.
And John Fields gave him a chance. He gave him a pair of shoes that I read.
Yep.
Johnny didn't even know what to do with.
That's it.
They were a little too big, and Johnny's such a humble guy. He didn't even want to tell Coach Fields that they were too big, and at the first tournament at TPC Sawgrass, Johnny's walking down the 72nd hole with no shoes on.
And how many hours did he take his last year in college?
Ooh, I don't know that.
21.
To get it done.
To get it to graduate.
Wow.
He wanted to graduate 21 hours. You know, I had a hard time with 14 or 13.
Yeah. No, I took.
He's a great, great guy.
I took 12 hours a semester, and then I had to go to summer school. I couldn't do any more than that on top of the golf. And since that was all I was concerned on as well, you know, but I digress. Charlie, last week, Johnny Vegas won the 3M Open. What a mental storm. What a storm he had to weather from the ninth hole to the 13th hole. Ninth hole, he bogeys. 12th hole, his tee shot lands in a cop's arm. 13th, he bogeys. Back against the wall, I am curious where his composure comes from. He never loses his calm out there.
He's got such a great personality that he's a kind, almost, you know, a humble guy. I mean, he's really a big guy, 6'4". Hit it, you know, 360 yards. He comes from a quiet village in a third world country, and he's adapted to our world life, and his family's here. It's such a great story in life.
I'm looking forward to hearing from him on the other side. Once again, Johnny Vegas, 3M Open winner, you know, two-time Olympian, University of Texas alum. He won his fourth career PGA Tour title last week, earning his place in the 2025 Masters and PGA Championship. Before we go to break, I know Charlie has a word for business owners looking to expand their HR capabilities.
Business, that's what we work every day for business. And business is requires a lot of help, a lot of competition. And businesses need help to do all their HR problems, and also their way to make benefits to empower their people to work hard and to help and to make money. And that's what the bottom line is. But the bottom line is that Insperity has perfected the art of HR. They started in 1986 with some good ideas from four great people. The four horsemen, I call them, Paul Sarvadi and his team, Richard Rawson, and they were people that really just were good, solid business people that thought how to take care of their people. And that's what success brings, is taking care of your employees. So if you want to improve your bottom line, you want to improve your footprint with your business, give Insperity a call and let them come out and visit and see what they can offer you to really grow your business. It's a great company, and I guarantee you, you'll be calling us back saying, man, I am really happy that I called Insperity.
On the other side, Jonathan Vegas joins the show. As far as the Olympics, John Rahm and Tommy Fleetwood are in a tie at the top at 12 under. Rahm's 3 under through 9, Fleetwood 1 under through 9. I've got Fleetwood. I've got Rahm at 11-1. I've got Xander at plus 700, and I have Tommy Fleetwood at 22-1. How about Tommy Fleetwood getting to the top of that leaderboard? He is yet to get the job done in a big moment at a major caliber tournament like we're watching this week at the Olympics. We'll see if he can get it done. You've got Nicola Hojgaard and Jason Day making moves. Jason Day 6 under through 13. Nicola 9 under, standing on the 18th tee. Rory's charging as well. He's 4 under through 13 in a tie for 6, as well as Scheffler. Scheffler is 3 under through 11 in a tie for 6th as well at 9 under. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity. Johnny Vegas is next. Stay with us.
ESPN 97.5. The Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity, continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Doctor and Charlie Epps.
Nice to have you with us. Two-time Olympian and University of Texas alum Jonathan Vegas won his fourth career PGA Tour title last week at the 3M Open, earning his place in the 2025 Masters and PGA Championship.
Johnny, congratulations, and you know, everybody says how hard it is to win on the PGA Tour, but you made it look easy. Driver 7-iron on a par 5. What's going on, bud?
Hey, Charlie. You guys, see you. It's good to always talk to you. And it's never easy, Charlie, to win on the PGA Tour, as you well know. So every time it happens, I mean, you got to enjoy it. I see this is your last, and obviously you're always working to the next one. But I mean, it's not easy to win there. There's so much competition that it makes every win really enjoyable. So it was fun, man. It was absolutely fun, and it's always great winning.
Well, athletes always dread injuries, and golf is a nonviolent game, but yet it is really hard on the body. And you had to have your shoulder operated on, and you've been, working with a major medical. How's the shoulder doing?
You know what? The shoulder is doing better, Charlie. It's doing a lot better. I would say still not 100% where I want it yet, but it's definitely moving the right direction. Obviously, it performed fairly well last week to have the win. But, funny stories, right? Stuff that we have to do with it. For the first 3 days, I mean, I was feeling great, playing good golf, hitting shots that I wanted to hit and everything. And then on Sunday, which is typically, it's been happening, on Sunday, I woke up and the shoulder felt stiff. I wasn't really turning back the same way. I just didn't really feel great. So I kind of chunked my first shot on the first hole, made bogey, and I didn't really feel it the right way. So it's, something that, so that I've been having to deal with, but I'm glad the experience took over on Sunday, and I was able to pull another win out there. But like I said, injuries are a part of it, but it's something, we have to deal with it. And, you're always hoping and working towards getting 100%, but it's never the case. But you have to always fight and do your best to perform.
Johnny, congratulations on the win. How were you, from a mental standpoint, how were you able to overcome that tough stretch of holes between the bogey on 9 and the tee shot landing on a police officer's arm on 12 and the bogey on 13? How were you able to overcome that and finish strong?
Well, like I said, I mean, I knew that I was in the last group. I knew that it was going to come down either to me or, one of the guys that I was playing with. But, the course was playing actually really hard. It was windy. It was getting, it was getting very firm by the minute. So I knew that I didn't really have to do anything special to get the win. I just had to manage myself and really kind of enjoy the, kind of take the opportunities that would come to me at the end of the round, because I knew there were a few holes that you could birdie. But like I said, I think it's, obviously experience. This is my 14th season on the PGA Tour. Like I said, that you don't have to panic, even if you're not, playing your best, because you can always scrap a pretty decent round. And that's kind of what I tried to do. I mean, I knew that I didn't have my best that day, but I stayed patient and hit it to the middle of the greens and kind of gave myself opportunities and did all of the right things. I wasn't going to give it away. And I just fought hard till the end, and luckily I had to do pass from 90 something feet, and I was able to do it.
Well, you sure did, and you're one of the fortunate kids that you came out of University of Texas. You learned how to play. You guys won a national championship, and you win your first tournament you ever play in on the PGA Tour. I mean, what was that all about?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think I'm blessed, man. That's the only thing I could always think about all of it. I mean, I've had an incredible journey, right? Coming from Venezuela and having to meet some great people here in Houston, like Mr. Rick Forrester, which, he was a pillar in my life when I got here to Houston, and then meeting, Mr. Dick Camp in Austin, and like I said, I've had all these people along the way that has helped me. Big time. And Charlie, you're one of them too. I mean, I've known you ever since I got to Houston. So like I said, having all of these people in my life to guide me, to give me an encouragement, to move the right direction, just has, has made me kind of stay on track, work hard, and do my best to be great.
Well, I know both your parents, your mom and dad, and they're such great people, and they talk to you and your brothers how to, be gentlemen, and you've adapted so well. And as a former Olympian, and you've played in all the majors on the PGA Tour, should the Olympic gold medal be a major?
I mean, I would say so, if you ask me, especially, how relevant the Olympic is in sports. For a lot of the, a lot of the Olympic sports is the highest honor that you could have as an athlete, right, to win a gold medal. You're beating the best of the best. And here, you should. Obviously, you know, we don't have the history of golf in the Olympics, but as we keep playing more and more of them, we have to give the Olympics importance because obviously it's, so when it comes down to representing your country, you have to the highest, venue in sports, So, like I said, when it comes down to venues, there's nothing better than being part of the Olympics and representing your country.
Johnny, last question for you. You were seventh in driving distance at the 3M. You know, you're one of the longest players on the PGA Tour. What's your advice to the junior golfer and the weekend golfer on gaining distance?
I would say to me, I know everyone is trying to chase distance. And obviously, so it's a big topic right now in golf, but I would say, you have to be able to have great balance. If you don't have great balance in your golf swing, it's going to be really, really hard for you to generate enough speed. It's almost like I had a very good coach tell me that, you won't be able to accelerate if you can't control the club, right? So we have to be able to learn how to control the club first and swing really good balance before you can start accelerating. If not, injuries and all kinds of stuff could happen. So as long as you have good balance, you can swing as hard as you can.
Well, John, to congratulate you, I wish I could, give you another, hug, but we want to get you on a little later before you go to the top 70. Now you're going to go into the finals of the playoffs and you're going to prepare for that. And we want to wish you luck. So we'll get you on here in a couple of weeks when you have a little more spare time. But congratulations and keep it going, my man.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Charlie. You're the best, man. You're, like I said, you're a true legend in this sport. And it's always fun catching up with you. So enjoy the boys and we'll see you around.
All right. We'll see you a little later.
All right, Johnny, once again, that is
bye-bye.
That was two-time Olympian, University of Texas alum, and now four-time PGA Tour winner, Jonathan Vegas.
And he is a winner in life. I mean, you talk about, having people come to our country from other countries. He came in legally. He adapted our way of life. He went to college. He got his education. And he's just such a great example for kids. I mean, it's really a great story.
When you talk to John Fields, Coach Fields at Texas about Jonathan Vegas, where do you think he stands as far as, players that have come out of University of Texas?
Well, it's just one of the great stories in golf. I mean, you come up here, you don't know our language, you don't know our customs. You come from a very poor part of the town and you succeed and now he's got a great family and his parents are living here and it's just a great story of humanity.
And he did it at the perfect golf course. He finished second at the 3M Open back in 2021, won it this year, the first international player to win in Minnesota.
Yeah.
All these years later, I think Arnold Palmer developed that tournament and designed that golf course there in Minnesota. Anyways, I wish, the Olympic qualifying criteria, if there's a cutoff date to it.
Yeah.
So we couldn't see Vegas in his third straight Olympics in the modern era. He played in 2016 and in 2019. Yeah. Fabrizio Zanotti of Paraguay, only guy to play all three of these modern Olympics. How about that?
So,
Paraguay. What do we got? Olympic golf, Charlie.
Yes.
We've got... as far as the top of this leaderboard, I've got a question for you. Xander Schauffele is at 11 under in a tie for third. Scottie Scheffler is in a tie for seventh at 9 under. This was a question I posed last week. If one of them medals, does that have any impact on the Player of the Year award?
I'm sure it will. Sure it will. People, the voters, and it's the players who vote on it, they know the quality of tournaments. They know the how many total tournaments, how many majors. so on and so forth. But yes, the a victory with the gold medal will weigh on if it's in his pocket. It'll help him be the player of the year.
That's what I think too. I think a Wanamaker trophy, a Clara jug, and a defending a gold medal, to me, that's neck and neck with six PGA Tour wins in a season.
But he wins the Masters. Yeah. He wins the Players Championship. Yeah.
And he's ahead of Xander on that points list by like 1,900 points.
And he won $28 million. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Ted Scott, his caddy, making more than 80% of the PGA Tour. Unbelievable. Tommy Fleetwood now in solo, and now in the solo lead at the Olympics at 13 under. John Rahm in solo second at 12 under. Charlie, the running narrative to Tommy Fleetwood, who is the leader at the Olympics, is he, you know, he's had some chances at the majors, has not been able to get it done on Sunday at 33, and the Olympics would be a great time to do so.
Yeah. Well, you know, Xander, he got over the hump.
Yeah.
He hadn't won one, and all of a sudden he won two majors this year. So Tommy's turn, it's turn for him to win. It's his turn. He'll come through.
Great complete game, Tommy Fleetwood. Excellent driver of the golf ball. Our friend Bruce Davidson says that Tommy's the best iron player on the PGA Tour. He's got a wonderful short game, one of the best lag putters ever. Charlie, on the other side, we got a question in about Johnny Vegas' 96-foot lag putt. He two-putted the 72nd hole from 96 feet to get the job done.
Yes.
We're going to get to a couple teaching questions as far as putting and a couple questions on the Olympics, a lot of good stuff. We'll hear from Xander Schauffele and Scottie Scheffler on their take of the Olympics and how fired up they are. One of my issues with all these publications coming out and calling for a change in format or saying the golf doesn't have a place in the Olympics, you go look at all the player transcripts and they're all raving about Paris. The fans, the course, watching other sports. Scheffler's watching the ping pong. Xander's watching the gymnastics. What a movie at La National. These riders must not have their TVs on. We'll talk more about that on the other side. This is Charlie Epps Golf Hour. It's providing Sperity HR that makes a difference.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Doctor and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
And Fabrizio Zanotti of Paraguay is not the only player making his third appearance in the modern Olympics. Ryan Fox of New Zealand and Gavin Green of Malaysia accomplished the same thing. So my apologies there. We continue as far as the world of golf. World number two and Open champion Xander Schauffele had the lead, a share for the lead at the midway point. You know, now midway through his third round, he's dropped down to a tie for third as he's even through 10 holes. He's at 11 under. And two back of the lead. I talked last week about how impressive his mental composure is, but we got another soundbite from Schauffele after his second round talking about how he isn't hitting it as solid as he wants to this week in Paris, and he feels like he could add something to his pre-round routine. Here's Schauffele after round two with NBC Sports.
Maybe slightly less clanky. I mean, I clanked a shot on the second, unfortunately, which led to a bogey. It's a tough start, you know, hitting a long iron, you know, with, you know, wind coming off of the left as a right-handed player. So just need to, you know, see it a little bit better and maybe hit that shot on the range a few more times before I go.
Charlie, what do you know, think about as far as rehearsing shots that you're going to see on the golf course? What's your instruction there?
You know, what interesting about that, Chichi Rodriguez always amazed me. What he did in golf, and he would do that every round. He would practice every shot, every par three. He'd get the yardage, he'd visualize it, and he'd feel it, and that helps the whole. Your mind is in the game. You're playing golf. You're playing shots, and the practice range. Don't let it be just a ball hitting. You know, make the shot. Be the shot that you're going to play on the course is just a great idea.
Very productive. And Schauffele, you know, it's the second straight Olympics that he's held a share of the 36-hole lead. You know, has dropped two spots to a tie for third, but he's just very, from a mental side, him talking about his preparations, all around, just a composed individual. He was talking to the Mirror, British publication, earlier this week, and he was talking about how his dad, Stefan, instilled a decathlete approach, which is you don't have to be all-world at everything.
Right.
You just have to be good at every criteria of the decathlon. And I think the same goes for driving, iron play, chipping, and putting in golf.
You got to be a complete player. Yeah. You got to be able to hit the shots that's required. That's one thing about my student Angel Cabrera, why he was able to win two majors is Johnny Miller said this. He said Angel will always hit the right shot at the right time. You know, and he'll put the ball where it needs to be. And so that just comes from practice. But look what's happening now. Norgaard, 9-under today. See, it just shows you that tomorrow on Sunday is going to be a shootout. Somebody's going to come back from way back, you know, and win this gold medal. I mean, just like the Americans came back in the 4x4 medley, you know, they overcame the English team. So it's going to be exciting, you know, get up early in the morning on Peacock. What time you been getting up this
3 a.m.
3 a.m.
Yeah, the rounds start at 3 a.m., no cut, 60 players, no cut, so that hasn't changed. I'm fired up, Charlie. I mean, you have Scheffler, you got world number one Scotty Scheffler, only four back. Yeah. Rory McIlroy is at 10 under, only
Jason
three back.
Day.
Yeah, all those players are still in it.
Yeah. Yeah. And Rahm. Rahm is he's had a mediocre career year for him because of injuries and problems at home, and he wants to beat everybody to get back into the limelight, and he's a guy that can do it.
We spoke about the individual aspect of Olympic golf. Let's hear from a player on that. World number one Scotty Scheffler talked about his preparations for the Olympics before the week started. Let's hear from Chef.
Yeah, I think with the format of it, it's more of an individual tournament, you know, because there's no real team aspect. But as far as going over there and playing, I would approach it the same way I would a tournament here. And, you know, I'll probably play a practice round with the guys, and just because we're friends, you know, not for any other reason. And usually we're always kind of sharing notes on the golf course and stuff like that. When you play practice round together, you just discuss things just by nature of being out there together. And so I would assume it's going to be a lot of that, just, you know, the field will be a bit different, and so I'm not necessarily going to go out and try to play too many practice rounds with somebody from a different country. And so I'm probably, you know, from that aspect, you know, we're trying to go over there and earn a medal for the USA, and so it'll probably be a closer-knit circle as we go over there, I would assume.
Yeah,
See, I like that. Winning a medal for the USA, not for him, for our country.
Yeah. He said that perfectly.
Yes.
The practice rounds, they're playing as a team. They have that team feeling. You know, once you step on the first tee, clearly you have to go about your business as an individual. But you are, according to Scheffler, you know, and Rahm and Fleetwood, they are competing for their countries, which is a team.
Yep.
So, you know, if you want to go watch, you know, there's a ton of team formats in golf. Go watch the Ryder Cup. Go watch the President's Cup. You've got the Walker Cup that is the USA versus Great Britain and Ireland from a team aspect.
College golf, high school golf. You know,
the U.S. amateur.
That's right.
U.S. junior last week. Trevor Gucheski
was
the winner. Son of Scott Gucheski.
And now, how many articles are you writing a week?
I write three. I write 2 to 3 articles a week.
For who?
PGAtour.com.
What? Tell the audience that they can go to PGAtour.com and see what you write.
I'm a writer. Listen, I do a pick show on Tuesday. I write for the PGA Tour. I can go out to the golf course and break 5-6 flagsticks. I'll go run I'll go do a triathlon. I do it all.
Triathlon.
Yeah, I got a triathlon. Now, my time was horrible. A lot of work to do. going into next summer's triathlon. I did it in like 2 hours and 5 minutes, almost drowned in open water. But we got it done. I do it all, Charlie. The riding.
And this was in Vermont?
This was in Vermont.
Vermont.
But I digress.
Most people don't know where Vermont is.
No, we got to get back to subject here. Stay on. This is not what we have. We only have an hour. No time to pat ourselves on the back here. You know, for all these writers talking about how you want to change the format and this, that, and the other, you know, go turn on the CW network and watch the Live Circus if you're looking to go watch a team format. Let me know how that's going. You have Golf Week and SB Nation think, you know, golf should be a team format or a mixed team format. You know, John Feinstein of the Washington Post doesn't think golf should be in the Olympics. How do you look at this leaderboard with Schauffele, Scheffler, Fleetwood, Hideki all contending and basically say this isn't worthy of being in the Olympics? I mean, tell me you haven't watched one hole of this thing. You know, that is basically essentially what all these riders are saying.
We were in Japan, right?
No fans in Japan. It was
Brazil?
Yep.
I mean, and it was well attended.
It was not. Because Brazil,
yes, it was.
It wasn't
for the first time.
Brazil had Zika virus, so all the top players.
Sure, but it was still good. I mean, Rose won it, right?
No. The winners were incredible. You're right, Charlie. Rose, Kuchar, and who won bronze in Brazil? I'm not sure, but Rory did not go because of Zika. Dustin Johnson did not go because of Zika. You had some fans. 2019 was fantastic with Xander and his Japanese heritage and his family present. He said it was a very he didn't mind having no fans in Japan because he got
South
to enjoy
African
it.
South African who
yes, well Sabatini, the
Sabatini.
Slovak,
that's
Slovakia,
it. Slovakia,
and as far as bronze in Japan, it was
CT Pan, who
is contending again. I got to get
He's
an update.
From Taiwan though, right?
He is from Taiwan, and I think he represents – does he represent the – no, he represents Taiwan. You know, it's complicated right now because sometimes
– complicated.
Because sometimes when individuals are from Taiwan, they're labeled as Chinese Taipei.
Chinese Taipei.
I don't believe that's CT Pan's case. I'm going to have to get some exact clarification on that. But CT Pan is 8 under. He's even through 12, tied for 13th. We got more questions to get to, Charlie. Alan Matagorda. Charlie, great spot with Johnny Vegas. I was most impressed with his two-putt from 96 feet on the 72nd hole to win. What's your best advice for lag putting, especially under pressure?
You know, you just got to visualize the ball traveling on the ground to a point because it's all feel. It's all feel. Now, remember Johnny made the longest putt on the 17th hole at the Players' Championship one day, too.
Right.
He's a great long putter because his putting stroke is kind of like his drive, long and lazy. And the form of lag putting has to be practiced. Go out to your putting green and get a 90-foot putt and see, just visualize it. Make sure you just kind of like driving your car down the freeway. You're looking down the freeway. You know, you got to look down the green, and your mind will take, okay, this is what he wants me to do. And it'll become subconscious and just let the ball roll. And it's a feel, and long putting is fun. Bobby Jones was one of the best.
Incredible.
With Calamity Jane, you know. He just stroked the ball and let the ball is designed to roll. So stroke it and get the ball rolling and it'll find the hole. You got to think of that. Just kind of like that rabbit going to its hole.
It's kind of like being in that triathlon, being on the bike, gearing down. Preparing for it, Charlie.
That's right. Yeah.
Visualization. We got more questions to get to on the other side. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour presented by Insperity. HR that makes a difference. Back after this.
Back after
ESPN. 97.5. and I got what it takes to rock the mic right, yeah.
Rock the Mic is back.
This is gonna be good.
And it's time to find the newest Houston sports podcast. The winner of Rock the Mic will receive a podcast hosted on the ESPN Houston YouTube channel.
Really? What, the YouTube?
Whether you host a podcast currently or have always wanted to start one, now's your chance. To enter, send a 3 to 5 minute video giving your best Houston sports take to rockthemic975@gmail.com. That's rockthemic975@gmail.com. Enter solo or with a co-host. The winner will be announced at our live finale on Friday, August 23rd at Carbach Brewery. So send your entries in now to rockthemic975@gmail.com.
I got what it takes to rock the mic right.
The Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity, continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Doctor and Charlie Epps.
And yeah, we do a lot here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. We have all aspects of the world of golf covered, and that includes... Charlie's raised over $100,000 in 2024 for his scholarship. I don't know anyone else doing that for the youth, for the junior golf in this city.
It's such a pleasure to do it. It's in conjunction with the PGA, Southern Texas PGA, and their outreach program we have, and they help with the mechanics of the event. But I've got a lot of friends that have been successful in life and that are very generous, and I approach them, and they you know, give us some money, and then we distribute it to the golfers of the Southern Texas PGA program during the summer. And we've grown it from 20,000 then to this year. It's really going to be
100,000 so far, Charlie.
You know, keep you know, and
we've
and
had
the kids.
We've had, this is the third year of the scholarship. Yeah. We've had, we, you have alumni of the scholarship, yeah, on the show to keep listeners up to date with the status of these individuals. They are all first class students, yes, and athletes.
Yes, very, very, very good citizens.
And how does this process work? Do you see these applications? You're going through them?
Yes, me and Jimena from the Southern Texas PGA, and they write why they want a scholarship. Their academic prowess is second to none. We got people at Penn State. I mean, I should have the names in front of me.
No, right? Yeah, well, you have a couple at Rice University, Penn State, Letourneau, which is Division III, but state of the art,
tough.
A pilot school.
Yeah.
Letourneau has all those, you know, very rare subjects. You can study aerospace and all those sort of things.
One kid in Tufts,
yep,
back east. And, you know, it's a great way to give back. And I can't thank my friends enough that helped me do this. Insperity is a major contributor. Lasica, the boys from Venezuela, Johnny's friend, which we're going to go see after the show. So it's really rewarding.
Ah, the Golf Doctor, turning water into wine, baby. He has the best scholarship in Houston. Once again, he's raised over $100,000 in 2024 for the next generation of scholars and athletes. Great work there, Charlie. Let's get to some questions. We go to Ted in Fort Worth. Charlie, I use a 10-finger grip to play golf. I'm an okay ball striker, but looking to improve as I hit a ton of thin shots. Do you think the grip has anything to do with it?
Well, the grip's most important part of the golf swing. I mean, the how you place your hands on the club. But first of all, you only have 8 fingers. You have 2 thumbs. And thumbs have a different purpose. But you just want to make sure that the club is so important, but make sure you have the right size grip. If you're going to use your fingers, you're going to have to make sure the grip is correctly sized for your length of your fingers.
And just to clarify, you have the undersized grip, you have a regular grip, and you have an oversized grip.
Yes, exactly right. So, and there's club repair people that can go over to, you know, a club repair guy, and he can take the size of your hand and make sure you might put a little more tape on the right hand than the left hand. But grip pressure is so important. Sometimes with just using your fingers, sometimes you get too much grip pressure. So you got to watch out for that. It's just kind of like throwing a baseball. You can't squeeze the baseball to throw it fast. You've got to just hold it gently in your hands and release it. Same thing in golf. Try to hit the ball with the least grip pressure possible in chipping and pitching. That'll really help you. And with your driver, to hit it farther is get your soft grip pressure going so that your wrist can function. But, yes, the grip is so important.
It's like Caleb Dressel, Charlie, the Olympic swimmer. He's studying cheetahs and dolphins and how relaxed they are when they're swimming. Any type of tension slows down the body.
That's right.
Just incredible stuff. Now, what about Ted's thin shot, Charlie? What is that, a little bit of early extension?
Yeah, ball position is so important. You might have the ball too far forward, especially when the ball's on the ground, not when it's on the tee. So you make sure that, you know, you start with your feet together and you step equally and have the ball more in the middle of the stance with a little more shaft lean. Get the shaft, get the grip hand in front of the golf ball. That will help you hit down on the ball more than hitting up. The club is coming up instead of coming down, hitting the ball, then the divot. You know, the divot is not supposed to be behind the ball. The divot's got to be in front of the ball. Ball position, shaft lean, and have a PGA or an LPGA pro look at you, and you'll become a much better golfer.
You might have just answered this, Charlie, but just to clarify, I want to get all these in. This is Jay in League City. Charlie, I don't hear that thump at impact when I'm hitting my iron shots. It feels in the center of the face, but there's no energy behind it. Well, any recommendations?
Sure. Shaft lean. Make sure you've got your body weight on your left foot. If you're a right-handed golfer, you don't want to be hanging back on that right foot, and you want to practice trying to hit the ball low. Everybody wants to hit the ball high. Try to hit the ball low, and the spin will make the ball go up in the air. And that divot will then get in front of the golf ball. Like Harvey Penick always told us, you know, clip the grass in front of the ball, not behind the ball.
Charlie, when we were out there yesterday, yes. I had a couple tee shots and iron shots starting left and turning left.
Right.
You squared up my shoulders fractionally.
Right.
Got my alignment correct.
And changed the angle of your driver shaft. Hands a little more in front.
Is that most of the time what you see, for instance, if a listener is having the same issue? Is that typically what you see when the ball is starting left and hooking?
Yeah, sure. You got to have your setup in relationship to ball position, and you got to tell your mind what shot you're going to hit. You're going to hit a low shot, you're going to hit a medium or high shot. So those are the three good practice shots that you do on the driving range to get the feel. Ball position, shaft position, and then especially the body weight moving towards the left foot so that left hip can move out of the way, and that'll help you clip the ball right off the ground.
If that left hip does not move in the transition, that's a dangerous place to be, correct?
Yeah, you can hook a lot of balls.
At 80 years old, you are rotating through the golf ball as good as I've ever seen.
Thank you very much.
Now, as far as the Olympics, let's make a pick going into the weekend. As I told you at the start of the show, my three picks to start this week were John Rahm, Xander Schauffele, and Tommy Fleetwood. Right now, John Rahm in solo first at 13 under, one shot ahead of Xander Schauffele and Tommy Fleetwood. Who do you think gets it done this weekend, Charlie?
Well, like I said, you know, that right now there's 9 under par, 7 under par. Tomorrow somebody's going to go low. And the guy that puts a 9 spot on the scoreboard, 9 under, will make up a lot of room. Sure, I want Scotty. I want Xander to win American Gold. That would be nice, but we'll see. It's going to be a good. What you got to do is record the last round.
It'll be on at 3 a.m.
Record, and
it'll be on Golf Channel. You can record it. They'll also show it later on tomorrow evening. How about your guy, Alejandro Tosti? How fired up is Argentina? 5-under through 14, 10-under, only 3 back of the lead. He is not afraid of anything.
He is not afraid. He's quite a young man. I mean, here's another guy just like Johnny Vegas. He came from Argentina, signed with Florida, played at Florida. It was an All-American at Florida, did some incredible things, and now he's on tour. He comes from a very, very educated family in Argentina, a bunch of engineers. But, you know, that country is in economic turmoil. So he's up here making dollars and sending them to his country.
Unbelievable. Some other, great stories. CT Pan, similar background. He's in a tie for 13th. Joaquin Niemann from Chile.
Joaquin, I like Joaquin.
He grew up on a farm, Charlie.
That's it.
Now, Mateo Manassero also tied for 13th. Here's a guy who, at 17 years old, won on the DP World Tour, lost his game, fell all the way back to 1,200 in the world. 7 years later, refines his game, and now representing Italy at the Olympics. Another cool bite for the Olympics this weekend, and a tied for 19th is Byung-Hun An, representing South Korea. He's 7-under, fellow IMG Academy alumni, playing fantastic. I have a prop on him as top Asian to finish the week. That's going to be a little choppy as Tom Kim and Hideki Matsuyama are out playing him. But how about Byung-Hun An? His parents medaled in ping pong in the 1988 Olympic Games in Seoul, Korea. How about that, Charlie?
That's a great story. So it's going to be a great weekend. We're going to get through this, and then we're going to go on to the Players' Championship. Or the
playoffs. FedEx Cup playoffs. Wyndham Championship next Saturday, and then the 3 tournament stretch of the playoffs. FedEx St. Jude at TPC Southwind, BMW Championship at Castle Pines in Colorado, and then it'll crescendo at East Lake for the Tour Championship. We will meet here next Saturday.
Talk to you then.
Charlie, great work today. Austin Rodriguez behind the ones and twos. Hello, John Belmer, our good friend.
Johnny.
We'll see you next Saturday here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
ESPN 97.5.
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.